Thank you all for being here today. The Metro Nashville Police Department and the District Attorney's Office, we know, are critical components to the safety of our city and to public safety in general. And from time to time, there will be disagreements between them, and I think that's true of many components of government, but we need to make sure that we are working together to make sure that our citizens are safe. That is always our highest and top priority. So I have asked that we stop the war of words that the district attorney and the MMPD have engaged in. They need to communicate more, and they need to cooperate more. So on Thursday of last week, General Funk held a press conference. He announced his decision not to seek an indictment against Officer Lippert in the shooting death of Mr. Clemens. And during that press conference, General Funk and members of his staff criticized the methodology and the terminology that was used in portions of the investigation of the MMPD. The concerns that were raised by General Funk during that were not germane to his ultimate decision not to indict the officer. So it would have been much more appropriate to sit down and discuss that report with MMPD in advance of that press conference, and so that they could have had a better opportunity to discuss and explain any of the possible misunderstandings. Now, following that press conference, Chief Anderson issued a very harsh letter directed towards Deputy District Attorney Amy Hunter, who had been assigned by General Funk to deliver that portion of the report during the event. It was inappropriate of Chief Anderson to do that, and I have told him that. These issues should be directed toward me. So on behalf of Metro Nashville, I want to apologize to General Hunter. I have directed Chief Anderson to discuss any correspondence of this nature to me in the future. After having had that opportunity to review the observations from General Funk at his press conference last Thursday, and after reading Chief Anderson's letter to Deputy District Attorney Amy Hunter refuting the observations, I believe that there are some critical next steps that we need to take to move forward, and they need to be done together. Now and in the future, the Metro Nashville Police Department's Office of Accountability, Professional Accountability, should refrain from issuing any reports or recommendations on an officer-involved use of force until any criminal investigation into the officer's action is closed, and we'll take the necessary steps to make sure that that's going to happen. The Metro Nashville Police Department and the District Attorney's Office will work together on a joint training program to create a better understanding of policies and procedures on both sides. And while the TBI has not released guidance to local enforcement organizations on how to investigate officer-involved shootings, we have now received their internal standard operating procedure manual, and I have asked the MMPD to review and adopt any of the best practices for any use of force investigations to make sure that we have community trust when we have those findings. As for the MOU, between the MMPD, the TBI, and the DA, it was discussed and negotiated over several weeks. All parties had reviewed and read that document that they signed, and there's no indication that the MMPD has deviated from those guidelines in the incident that occurred yesterday in Antioch. However, it's apparent that issues have arisen that may need to be addressed through amendments or revisions to the MOU in order to further clarify each agency's role in the future, and we will be working to do that. I believe that these steps will help to resolve some lingering questions of fact and opinion while enhancing trust and cooperation between the two organizations. So let me close with this. Public safety is the foundational role of government. It is quite literally the most important thing that we do to make sure that our citizens are safe. I believe that every Nashvillian deserves to live in a safe community. I believe that every Nashvillian deserves to feel safe in his or her community, regardless of their economic status, their skin color, or what country he or she may have come from. I want all of us to work together to ensure that we are doing what we need to do, whether that is protecting victims of crime by arresting and prosecuting dangerous criminals, or ensuring that community members feel that they are being treated fairly and equitably throughout all facets of the criminal justice system. I have spoken with both Chief Anderson and General Funk, and they are committed to working with me to make sure that this will happen.